November 18th through the 24th. James. Be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only. As you read the epistle of James, pay attention to phrases that stand out to you and record them. How are you prompted to live these truths? Sometimes just one verse of Scripture can change the world. James chapter 1 verse 5 seems like a simple bit of counsel. If you need wisdom, ask God. But when 14-year-old Joseph Smith read that verse, quote, "It seemed to enter with great force into every feeling of his heart," end quote. Joseph Smith History, chapter 1, verse 12. Thus inspired, Joseph acted on James's admonition and sought wisdom from God through prayer. And God did indeed give liberally, giving Joseph one of the most remarkable heavenly visitations in human history, the first vision. This vision changed the course of Joseph's life and led to the restoration of the Church of Jesus Christ on the earth. All of us are blessed today because Joseph Smith read and acted on James chapter 1, verse 5. What will you find as you study the Epistle of James? Perhaps a verse or two will change you or someone you love. You may find guidance as you seek to fulfill your mission in life. You may find encouragement to speak kindly or to be more patient. Whatever inspires you, let these words enter into every feeling of your heart. Remember to receive with meekness the word, as James wrote, which is able to save your souls. See James chapter 1, verse 21. Ideas for personal scripture study. James. Who was James? It is generally believed that the author of the Epistle of James was a son of Mary, the mother of Jesus Christ, and therefore the half-brother of the Savior. James is mentioned in Matthew chapter 13, verse 55, Mark chapter 6, verse 3, Acts chapter 12, verse 17, chapter 15, verse 13, chapter 21, verse 18, and Galatians chapter 1, verse 19, and chapter 2, verse 9. It appears from these scriptures that James was a church leader in Jerusalem and had been called as an apostle. See Galatians chapter 1, verse 19. James chapter 1, verses 2 through 4, chapter 5, verses 7 through 11. Patient endurance leads to perfection. Waiting can be hard, President Dieter F. Uchtdorf taught, quote, "We want what we want, and we want it now. Therefore, the very idea of patience may seem unpleasant," end quote. See Continue in Patience in the Ensigner Liahona, May 2010. After reading James chapter 1, verses 2 through 4, and chapter 5, verses 7 through 11, what would you say was James's main message about patience? What additional insights do you have after reading the rest of President Uchtdorf's message? How can you show the Lord that you're willing to be patient? James chapter 1, verses 3 through 8, and verses 21 through 25, chapter 2, verses 14 through 26, and chapter 4, verse 17. Faith requires action. How do you know if you have faith in Jesus Christ? How do your works demonstrate your faith in God? Think about these questions as you study James's teachings about faith. It might be interesting to also read about Abraham and Rahab, two examples James mentioned. See Genesis chapter 22, verses 1 through 12, and Joshua chapter 2. How did they show that they had faith in God? Reading James chapter 1, verses 3 through 8, verses 21 through 25, chapter 2, verses 14 through 26, chapter 4, verse 17, may help you think of ways you could be a better doer of the word. Record any impressions you receive and make plans to act on them. See also Alma chapter 34, verses 27 through 29, 3rd Nephi chapter 27, verse 21, James chapter 1, verse 26, and chapter 3, verses 1 through 18. The words I speak have the power to hurt or bless others. Among the rich imagery James used throughout his epistle, some of his most vivid language is found in his counsel about language. Consider making a list of all the ways James described the tongue or mouth. What does each comparison or image suggest about the words we speak? Think of something you can do to bless someone with your words. see Doctrine and Covenants, section 108, verse 7. James chapter 2, verses 1 through 9. As a disciple of Jesus Christ, I should love all people, regardless of their circumstances. James warned the saints specifically against favoring the rich and despising the poor. But his warning can apply to any biases or prejudices we may have toward others. It can be difficult to recognize the ways in which we negatively judge others. But the Lord has promised that he will help us see where we need to improve. See Ether chapter 12, verse 27. As you prayerfully study James chapter 2, verses 1 through 9, search your own heart and listen for the Holy Ghost's promptings. Do you sense any changes you need to make in the way you treat or think of others? Ideas for family scripture study and family home evening. As you read the scriptures with your family, the Spirit can help you know what principles to emphasize and discuss based on your family's needs. Here are some suggestions. James chapter 1, verse 5. Consider reading James chapter 1, verse 5 and inviting a family member to summarize the account of the first vision. See Joseph Smith History, chapter 1, verses 8 through 13, or the video Ask of God, Joseph Smith's First Vision, on LDS.org. Invite family members to share their testimonies of the prophet Joseph Smith and experiences when Heavenly Father answered their prayers. James chapter 1, verses 26 through 27. Consider watching the video True Christianity on LDS.org in connection with these verses. Then read James's definition of pure religion and discuss ways your family can make the practice of your religion more pure. James chapter 3. James chapter 3 includes many images that could inspire memorable object lessons to help your family remember to speak kindly. For example, you could discuss how a small spark or match can start a large fire. And family members could think of times when an unkind word caused a problem. See verses 5 through 6. Or you could serve something sour or bitter in something that is usually used for sweet food, such as lemon juice in a honey jar. This could lead to a discussion about ensuring that our words are sweet and uplifting. See verses 9 through 14. James chapter 4, verses 5 through 8. Why should we draw nigh to God when we face temptation? James chapter 5, verses 14 through 16. Perhaps sharing a personal experience about receiving a priesthood blessing could encourage family members to, quote, ask for a priesthood blessing when they are in need of spiritual power, end quote. See Dallin H. Oaks, The Importance of Priesthood Blessings in the New Era, July 2012. Improving personal study. Act on what you learn. As you study, listen to promptings from the Spirit about how you can apply what you are learning to your life. Commit to follow these promptings and live the gospel more fully. See Teaching in the Savior's Way, page 35.